What are you doing? We don't hit joints in here.
Your parties must suck.
No, we don't throw parties here. In the United States, sororities are not allowed to throw parties in their own houses. Only frats can.
This is a sexist, restrictive system.
Workers are a sorority. They can party the way that we want to.
We're never going to sell our house with a sorority living next door. What are we going to do?
Oh, no. I killed a girl.
I'm all pink!
We need somebody who can relate to stupid young people.
Hey, Neighbors.
Okay, here's the deal. Neighbors 2 Sorority Rising plays as a textbook example of why comedy sequels are often bad films. The script feels rushed, the characters come across as dumber than the previous film, bad jokes are rehashed, and there's no organic flow to the plot. That plot follows Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne as parents trying to sell their house. Even though the frat has moved out next door, a new sorority moves in, threatening to blow up their real estate deal. I'm reluctant to say this film is half-baked because, like many Seth Rogen movies, it's totally baked. It's just shoddily put together. The story doesn't make internal sense, even for the thin plot that was needed. Unless you're controlled by some bizarre sense of social justice and revel in the presentation of college girls behaving as sleazy and as smarmy as college boys from the first film, it's a painful experience. Neighbors 2 Sorority Rising gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.